It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you are listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. A project originally budgeted by Villa Hills to cost $250,000 drew only one bidder who offered to do the job for $940,000, nearly four times the target price. Councilman and Chair of Public Works Committee Seth Thomas reported to the City Council Wednesday evening. Villa Hills is slated to build a new salt storage facility in the city's public works site on Rogers Road. For years, the city has been leasing a space to store road salt in Crescent Springs from a private property owner. That owner has asked for the city to move off the land as soon as possible. In response, the city hired an architectural firm to design the new salt bin, and a request for bids to build that design was closed earlier this month. Only one firm submitted a bid, but the $940,000 price tag is unfeasible for the city. Councilmember Jim Cahill asked if the rebidding process could set the project behind schedule, ultimately leaving them without a place to store salt come winter. City Administrator Craig Bowman explained that if they start the process of opening a new request for bids quickly, a new bid could be presented to the council at their meeting next month. Four vape shops, the Kentucky Vaping Retailers Association, and the Kentucky Hemp Association have filed suit in Franklin Circuit Court seeking to strike down a new state law outlawing the sale of some of their products. Greg Tautman, a lawyer for the Kentucky Smoke-Free Association, which represents vape retailers, said he's, quote, hoping that we can get a resolution to this well before the law is scheduled to take effect on January 1st. The lawsuit, which was filed Friday, argues that House Bill 11's definition of vapor products and other substances loop e-cigarettes and vapable hemp and marijuana products together, making it too broad and arbitrary to pass constitutional muster. It also violates due process by requiring retailers to comply with a non-existent regulatory process for hemp and non-nicotine products, Troutman said. HB 11's backers tout the bill as a way to curb underage vaping by limiting sales to authorized products or those who have a safe harbor certification based on their status with the Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA. The suit also alleges the new law violates a provision in the state constitution limiting laws to one subject. HB 11 is titled as an act relating to nicotine products. Relating to nicotine products, but applies to non-nicotine vaping products, such as those derived from hemp, the lawsuit says. The defendants are Allison Taylor, Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of the Alcoholic Beverage Control, and Secretary of State Michael Adams. In the final days of the session, lawmakers merged HB 11 with Senate Bill 344, which created an e-cigarette registry. The combined bill was signed into law by Governor Andy Beshear on April 5. Some advocates fear the new law could force more people back to traditional cigarettes, which may be worse for bodily health than vaping. Tobacco use can lead to all sorts of health problems, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They include cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and more. Nicotine is an addictive chemical in tobacco and can harm the developing brain, the CDC says. The final tenant occupying City Heights, a well-known public housing development in Covington, moved out on Monday, ending the 71-year operation of the largest public housing complex in northern Kentucky. City Heights, originally called Ida Spence Homes, began operating its 366 units in 1953. Federal authorities officially approved closing this complex in 2021. A city press release from October of that year characterized the units as severely deteriorated, outdated, and beyond saving. Following the federal government's okay, the housing authority began dispossessing the apartments and relocating the tenants to other subsidized housing throughout the city and region. Former occupants of City Heights did not attend the hearing on Wednesday. Now that the last tenant has moved out, the housing authority will begin selling the property. Any money received in the sale will be reinvested into improving facilities and infrastructure for the remaining housing authority properties, especially Latonia Terrace and Golden Tower. The authority hopes to put the property on the market by late summer or early autumn. That's going to close us out for this week. Today, it's Friday, April 19th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, as always, I am Noah Jones, and I want to thank you for giving this episode a listen. I'll talk with you all on Monday.